Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, and thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us this week. This was our first theme week, and I think we had a lot of fun. We are celebrating the launch of MTV back on August 1st, 1981, making it its 41st anniversary. Lots of great songs this week that we've done between the Podfather, kicking us off with Video Killed the Radio Star. Video Killed the Radio Star. And, Steve continuing on with You Better Run. Then I came back with Brass in the Pocket by the Pretenders. Steve followed up with In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Love that song. One of my favorites. And I'm going to wrap up the week with a great British singer. This guy, I mean, if, you know, not to talk about a show that I once hosted, but now Steve hosts, called Making Mount Rushmore. But if we did a Mount Rushmore of British singers, I think Rod Stewart would, you could argue a good case. You know, there's Bowie, Freddie Mercury. I mean, lots of Elton John. I mean, it's tough, but I think Rod's in the conversation. Now, this was actually the 26th video airing that ever aired on MTV. And the song is, of course, Do You Think I'm Sexy? I never knew it was Do You Think I'm Sexy? But Rod Stewart kind of oozes sex appeal, I guess, so to speak, just the way he carries himself and ways. I got, you know, obviously he's older now, but this song was released in 1978 off the Blondes Have More Fun album, written by Rod Stewart, Carmine Appice, and Dwayne Hitchings, although incorporates melodies from the song Taj Mahal by George Benjor and string arrangement from the song If You Want My Love, Put Something Down Out by Bobby Womack. Spent 1 week atop the UK singles chart and 4 weeks atop the US Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1979. So, this song is quite interesting. So let's get to it and we'll talk about it. So the YouTube link, of course, is in the description. And we're going to start that video in 3, 2, 1. Just right into it. And we get not sure this is a concert, but it's definitely a performance here. And you get that melody there. Definitely got that 70s vibe into it. You know, again, got that nice, that remarkable, refrain here. I always think of So I Married an Axe Murderer when the father is singing, Charlie's father is singing a song with the bagpiper next to it. And we got the whole, oh no, a piper down. We got a piper down. I like it. Once again, a piper is down. A very, very funny scene. But he's definitely, so we got Rod in the club here with a woman looking at him, and he's got that straw working. As the kids say, she's a DTF, I guess that's what it's called. And we just keep cutting back and forth between Rod and his band playing here. Kind of like about, picking up a woman in a bar, basically. That's kind of what it is. It's a story of a guy meeting a chick in a club. At the time, it was a cool saying. You know, it kind of has the feelings of what's going on in a dance club. You know, he's nervous. She's alone, doesn't know what's going on. So he's just pretty much going up to her and looking for having a fun night there. And we cut back to the band during the chorus here. That'd be something I would have made one of my pledges do. Do like a lip sync or something, or singing this to a woman in a bar back in the day. Would have been quite fun to make them do that. And they're back in there in the appointment hotel room or his place. And getting a little busy here. Now, the co-writer, Dwayne Hitchings, noted that this is a spoof on guys from the Cocaine Lounge Lizards of Saturday Night Fever days. The rock and roll guys thought they were dead meat when that movie came out. And the Mee Gees. Rod decided to spoof on this disco. So, a lot of bands at the time did it. I mean, we'll have maybe somebody will do I Was Made Love for Loving You by Kiss, which was a definitely their take on disco. Because it was everywhere. It kind of like took over because you had like, you know, the 60s and 70s dance music, but then disco is just a whole other thing. It was revolutionary. You know, like we had like when hip hop came around and freestyle and, you know, techno, you know, these kind of come out of where, and the rockers kind of, you know, think they're out of it, but they got to adapt. And we go back to the video here after being in the room. I don't know. Is this Rod's biggest hit? I don't know. I mean, we had Tonight's the Night. We had, you know, People Love the Young Turks. So many great songs by Rod. The guy, quite the Lothario as well. With his various women he's been with throughout his life. Yeah, I wonder who this model is. We have to look up her name. We're going to slow down. We're slowing it down here because, you know, she's out of there. She had her fun. Rod being very seductive to the camera. This is a great tune, though, if you just listen to it. Yeah, not again, like I said earlier when I was watching Brass in the Pocket, not much to it. Basically, the song tells the story, and the video is kind of secondary. It's just, I guess, putting a visual to the song and the music for the viewers. I don't know. But, yeah, that's going to bring a conclusion to today's Video Jukebox Song of the Day, as well as our first theme week, MTV's anniversary. We'll be back with random whatever videos we'd like to do. And then our next theme week, we haven't determined it yet, will be in September. We're going to do about one theme week a month. But thank you all for listening this week. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Have a good time. And we'll catch you on Monday. Take care.